It's Morning Edition on Rhode Island Public Radio. I'm Chuck Hinman. Have you given any thought to your relationship with animals? Statistics reveal a contradictory interaction between humans and other species. Here in the United States, the American Society for Prevention of Cruelty to Animals estimates that there could be as many as 176 million dogs and cats being kept as pets, many of them no doubt treated as beloved members of the family. On the other hand, figures from the Humane Society show billions of cattle, chickens, and other livestock slaughtered every year for food. We protect certain animals in the wild with the Endangered Species Act. Others we capture and keep in zoos. It's a complex relationship, and it's now on display in a provocative art exhibit at Brown University's David Winton Bell Gallery in Providence. The show features animals preserved through taxidermy in artworks both darkly humorous and sometimes confrontational.
I'm cute, I'm dead, I'm cute, I'm dead.
Joanne Conklin directs the Bell Gallery, and she curated the current exhibition,
which is called Dead Animals, or The Curious Occurrence of Taxidermy in Contemporary Art.
It almost sounds like a Sherlock Holmes story.
Well, we were trying for a little of that, actually.
Conklin stands next to the most well-known piece in the exhibit, Damien Hirst's Away from the Flock. Art enthusiasts will know this as the dead sheep preserved in formaldehyde. Conklin explains how certain trends in the art world prompted her to put this exhibit together.
At the same time this taxidermy is being moved out of natural history museums, it is finding a place in art galleries. And I was interested in figuring out why that was and what the artists were interested in doing by bringing animals, and specifically taxidermy, into their artworks.
Conklin selected work by more than a dozen artists and says three main themes have emerged in considering their creations.
The first is death. Taxidermy is always made of dead animals. So no matter how lively, we know that this animal is dead. And there is this issue of using the dead animal as a surrogate for our feelings about our own mortality. The other is hybridity. And there are a number of artists who are using the fact that they put the animal together when they make taxidermy to combine different animals together or animals and humans together. This can raise up issues of cloning and genetic engineering. And then the largest group of artists are people who are very concerned about our relationship with animals and where that divide is between the human and the animal. And they're trying to sort of reposition it so that we think of animals as one of us rather than as others.
On that last theme, Conklin points to an installation by two artists, a husband and wife, made of rows and rows of framed photographs of taxidermied polar bears.
Brynda Schnabjorn's daughter, who is Icelandic, and her husband, Mark Wilson, they surveyed all of the taxidermied polar bears in the UK.
They call the results Nanauk, Flat Out and Bluesome. Nanauk is the Inuit word for polar bear, and Schnabjorn's daughter explains that her interest in polar bears comes in part from her unusual Icelandic surname.
My name, Snæbjörnsdóttir, it basically means the daughter of a snow bear.
The bears that Schnabjorn's daughter and Wilson photographed were killed in the Arctic or brought back alive to Great Britain. All were eventually stuffed and mounted, and the artists found them in museums, zoos, and private homes. They research the personal history of each animal, and they provide that story beneath each photograph in the exhibit. Wilson says it transforms the animals and the photographs. Instead of seeing generic specimens,
as you look into them, these individual stories actually unravel and contradict that impression of sameness, so that it is very much about finding that sort of individual story behind each photograph.
The works in this exhibit are multi-layered and thought-provoking, and some carry a strong emotional undertow as well. For example, the creation called Killed to be Dressed by Deborah Sengel. I'll let curator Joanne Conklin describe it.
This is a funny, disturbing piece. We have three taxidermied specimens, a stoat, a fox, and a mink. And they are wearing clothing that is made out of human flesh. And we can see the nose of the human. We can see their thumbs and thumbnails. We can see breasts and nipples. And they're playful and funny, but they have a real sort of yuck factor.
And there's a kick, too, because all of a sudden you see yourself as simply accompaniment to an animal.
Right. As they have been to us for a long time.
One of the most affecting pieces in the exhibit is called Inert by Nicholas Galanin. The word inert means literally lacking the ability or the strength to move, immobile. And indeed, the work depicts a beautiful wolf unable to move because, of course, it's dead. But the very air around it seems to vibrate with the intensity of the animal's will to rise.
The back end of the wolf is flat on the ground. It's actually like a wolfskin rug. And the front, from the shoulders up, the animal is stuffed and is trying to pull itself up onto its feet. And it's an incredibly powerful image of struggle. It was made by a Native American who talks about it in terms of the Native American struggle to be seen outside of the cliche of our stereotype of them. But you could look at it and say it's about the wolf's struggle to survive against the ranchers. You could look at it and say it's about animals or people struggling against death. It could be this very open-ended piece. And it's gorgeous. I just want to hug it.
There are some pieces in this exhibit you will most definitely not want to hug. You may find you prefer to keep a distance from sculptures like the 8-foot-tall African kudu, an antelope with a haunted human face by Kate Clark. But you won't soon forget what you see here. Conklin says that the reaction to the exhibit has been gratifying.
We've had better attendance than we usually have. People are very excited about it. I was a little concerned that some people might be put off by the use of taxidermy, and we've had a few calls and emails from people who were concerned about using taxidermy in art. I am convinced that if they could see the show and see what the artists were doing with it, they would have better feelings about that. But people have very personal views about this stuff, and it is really weighty material. So I respect their responses that way.
Joanne Conklin, thank you for the tour. Thanks for being on Rhode Island Public Radio.
Sure, my pleasure. Thank you.
The exhibit, Dead Animals, or The Curious Occurrence of Taxidermy in Contemporary Art, remains at the Bell Gallery at Brown University until March 27th. I'm Chuck Hinman, and this is Rhode Island Public Radio.